Hey gang, Thomas here. We haven't uploaded a podcast to this feed in a very long time, but as you'll hear scattered throughout this episode, we have just general excuses of things taking priority, but now you should expect way more hosers with an episode coming out every week. And we swear by that every week. Now, where will these episodes be? Good news and bad news. Bad news first is that you'll need to resubscribe/follow this podcast on a different feed. The good news is that it's an amazing podcast feed. So Hosers has officially joined Broad Street Hockey under the podcast network Bleav. It's a massive step forward for us that'll give us a bigger platform and for all our usual nonsense. But the steps you will need to take is just search Broad Street Hockey, so B-R-O-A-D, Street Hockey, in your preferred podcast app, and it'll be right there at the top with the orange and black circle logo. You'll need to get Hosers from there now on. But we'll still be uploading to this feed and the original feed for the next week or two. But you should really go subscribe to that new feed over at Broad Street Hockey. And with that, enjoy the first episode in a very long time.
So, like, take off to the great white north. Beauty. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Jeez. Take off, you hosers.
Hello and welcome to Hosers, a hockey podcast, kind of. I'm your host, Thomas Williams of Broad Street Hockey and other places. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, go ahead, Carter.
Yeah.
And then I am Carter Lupel of the Hosers podcast of the Before Times.
And I'm Chris Killingsworth. I used to be the host, but then I was put on waivers.
Oh my God,
and
we're going
to Yeah, well, it didn't sound like I was given much of a choice. So, anyways, here, no.
As you could hear off the top, I'm a great host. I just let people just introduce themselves, and that's my job.
Yeah, that's fine. Listen, you got to start somewhere. Just expect feedback if it's just not as good as it was when I did it. That's all. That's fine. It's fine.
I know. I'll find the mail. So this is Hosers, obviously with the new home at Broad Street Hockey and Bleav. But so basically the deal is we've done 108 episodes and I wasn't even on all 108. So I feel like a fraud hosting. Kind of did some usurping and took over. And so we're at Broad Street Hockey doing this stuff. We're kind of just talking about general hockey. It's not specifically a Flyers podcast or anything. That's basically the whole deal. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. We've done this podcast for a long time, right? I think, it started in 2017 and it's taken a couple of different iterations. We've been through a couple of different organizations throughout that time. But super excited to be a part of Broad Street Hockey. I think that it's a great opportunity for us to, expand to a wider network. Hopefully that there's some people that enjoy it and even some of our longtime listeners being a part of it, because we haven't recorded in forever, right? We basically took all of last year off as we're all navigating different things in adulthood. Psyched to be back. How are you feeling, Carter?
Yeah, super excited to be back. It's funny how life gets in the way sometimes. And even though we're still so involved at hockey, involved in hockey, we can't make time to sit down with our buddies and just chat hockey for a bit. So as we're navigating things in adulthood, it's nice to just be back making the time to chat with you guys and connect with some of the people we haven't been able to connect to or with in a very long time.
Yeah, that's it. That's where we're at, Thomas. I hope that sounds good, buddy.
You know what I do really miss about the podcast is that we used to do cold opens and now we're stuck doing this really awkward introduction.
Yeah, that's true. Well, back to cold opens. Don't worry, everybody.
Yeah. We have to do basically some housekeeping, and it's the worst job in the world. Start of the hockey season. It's been kind of a lot of busy shit happening. And what are you guys kind of at first impressions?
Go ahead, Carter. This is you, buddy.
It's been good. It's crazy. During the summer, all you really want is for hockey to be back on. I was kind of lost because you go through that that period where it's the greatest time in sports. And then there's really, really not a whole lot that I watch throughout the summertime, and you kind of miss a ritual. Right. And then now I'm just kind of like head first back into it. And it's just been exciting because some of the things that you didn't expect have been surprising us a lot this year, like a lot of guys coming out of the weeds. Matthews is having an unreal start to his season. Connor Bedard is starting to find his feet, which is amazing, and start finding them really fast. Hip checks are back in a big way, which is crazy.
Oh yeah.
Never thought that I would see two hip checks in 1 year, let alone in 1 week. So that's been big, but it's honestly just nice to have hockey back. Like it's nice to see that some of the younger guys that are coming into the league are starting to find a home. And the guys from last season that had a bit of a chip or something to prove are having strong starts to the season. Right. So it's been exciting just to kind of sit down and have it back and going.
Go, Chris.
We got to get back into our rhythm, Thomas. No, go ahead, buddy. Yeah, I think, you know, looking at the first little bit of the season, I think some of the storylines are already starting to like come out a little bit here. Jack Eichel looking really great. Super excited to see him finally, you know, kick off a season where he's fully healthy and, you know, he looks happy. I think Vegas has looked, you know, just really, really, really great coming out of the gate. Obviously, my Toronto Maple Leafs, Austin Matthews looks pretty good. Did not love the last game against Chicago, but I mean, this is the Connor Bedard show. Obviously, watching him play and some of the success that he's having out of the gate has felt pretty good as well. I think that, you know, as the season goes on, I'm interested in watching teams like the Bruins, for example. I know a lot of people have, you know, a lot of question marks surrounding them, you know, but they've had two games and won both of them out of the gate. And yeah, it's interesting, right? I think that there's some teams that you're almost kind of surprised that they're out of the gate so far. Mr. Carter Hart feeling pretty good. I think he's top of the league in save percentage right now, which is exciting. And you know, you look at some of these other teams, you know, kind of out of the gate, and obviously it's a small sample size, but you know, some of the teams are exactly kind of where we expected them to be, right? San Jose, kind of, you know, bottom in the league. Nashville, kind of a similar sentiment there. The one that was kind of really surprising for me actually was Seattle, not, you know, four games in and not having a single win. So it's interesting, you know, I think a lot of people had spoke about how, you know, you can't have a team of third line players, and, you know, they've shown us that, hey, you know what, that actually works with the right system in place that Hextall's put in. But I think Seattle's kind of been my biggest surprise so far.
Yeah. You know what I love about having a general hockey podcast?
Oh, what's that, Thomas?
It's that you can just read the NHL standings and then talk about them.
Oh my God. Yeah. Thomas, don't give away how we do it, buddy.
Yeah, dude, this is actually called prep. I'm not sure how other podcasts do it, but that's where I'll start. And I don't want to give away all my secrets, but yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't disagree with you, buddy.
You know, you could like go into the divisions and like go that, or like go team by team, or you could go by like who scored the most goals, and stuff like that. Like, it's crazy.
Can I put a different one out there to you?
I would love to hear it, Chris.
Kind of topical is, yeah. You know, this time of year, like the new NHL game came out a couple of weeks ago. And for people that don't know me, it's like one of the only games I play. However, Spider-Man is coming out at midnight, so I'll see you guys in a month. But what I'm really excited about is, you know, you're playing the game and you're just playing like an exhibition game or something. And I'll usually do it after I put my son down to sleep and, you know, play a couple games before bed. And I'm like, oh yeah, that guy plays on that team. Oh yeah, you know, like this guy's a free agent. And so I just want everybody to know that the Toronto Maple Leafs, obviously, who I play as, have just signed Jonathan Taves, Libor Hájek, Eric Staal, Phil Kessel. We went hard at Patrick Kane, but he decided to go to the contending Anaheim Ducks. So all joking aside, it is kind of funny because you're like, you know, to Carter's point, like you're out of it for a little bit. I'm a big preseason guy. I'm a big, you know, prospect guy. I love watching all the tournaments and stuff like that. But, you know, guys will come up and you're like, oh yeah, that's right. You know, they're playing on this team now. So That to me, you know, is kind of a funny standout as well. And like, was there anybody for you guys that you were like, oh yeah, I forgot that this person played, or, you know, there's still a lot of guys that are unsigned, like Phil Kessel doesn't have a contract right now. You know, you've got Jonathan Toews. I know he's taken some time away. But like, there's guys that I've liked for years that don't have a contract. I'm thinking of like a Libor Hayek as one guy that stands out. I know he's not had the greatest couple of years, but still think there's an upside there. Did you guys have a guy or no?
My big surprise at the beginning of the year is I absolutely forgot about Tarasenko going into Ottawa.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like, what a good place for him, and what an exciting like program to be in at this time, right? Like, it's, they have nothing to lose and everything to prove, right? And I think Tarasenko is such a good piece for him. And I think obviously it's just been, Ottawa has been finding their feet, but it's, they're going to be such an exciting team to watch with the pieces that they have in play right now, right? Like, I know, oh fuck, what's his name that's in net for them right now? Corpusalo is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's had a bit of a rocky start, but they're finding their feet. And I think with Corpo Ned and like Tarasenko and Giroux and Stutzla just continuing to push forward the way he is, I think Ottawa is going to be a really exciting team to watch this year, right? Like, I say that begrudgingly because I've never been an Ottawa fan, but I forgot about Tarasenko. And I, like, with that piece there, I'm really excited to watch them.
They got to get Pinto signed. They got to get Pinto signed. I will say that.
Sorry,
go ahead, Thomas.
No, I was just going to say, we'll return back to the talk, but I think Matt Duchene with the Stars really gets a, I was surprised that he went there, or like surprised there. And speaking of the Stars in Dallas, it's a Texas showdown in the postseason, and Bet Online is your number one source for all your baseball wagering info. Do you like baseball wagering, Chris?
Yeah, I do. I love baseball, and particularly waging against it, and for it. So yeah, that's me.
Yeah, same. with up to the minute stats, news, and scores, and matchup breakdowns. Hey, Carter. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Get your lines in.
Yeah, you can get your latest game odds, spreads, and totals for the NFL and college football at your fingertips, and with Bet Online's real-time updates on statistics, news, and odds, we have everything you need to stay up to speed on each LCS all the way through to the World Series with all the sports. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. You like Bet Online?
No, for a podcast that's never had ad reads before, I feel like maybe.
Thomas, believe me when I say you better warn us next time you do an ad.
Not about it, man.
And you know, like, for a guy that's not historically been good at transitions, you had me. I was listening to every little moment of that. So,
this is the new Jose's era.
I love it. I think this gives us like a layer of credibility, you know, we haven't had yet. Now, I am really excited to talk about Halloween costumes and what my son will be going as for Halloween this year at some random point of the episode, because, you know, all the OG fans know that we got off the rails very quickly and he's going to be a so thanks for asking.
Oh, no, that's a spoiler, dude. I'm going to edit that out. I'm going to bleep that out.
Don't bleep that out. You should bleep out like what he's going to be, and then the suspense will kick back up.
Oh, that's
Melanie. Thomas, we've got some new hockey teams that Carter and I are coaching. So we've got at least 60 new listeners, like at the very least.
Okay,
Bet Online should be happy with the listenership growing exponentially on the onset of things.
Well, Bet Online is where the game starts. So yeah.
I was going to reference that scene in Wayne's World where they're like doing like the corporate sellout bit, but I know you don't know the bit.
No, I do. I've seen it on YouTube, not the movie, but I've seen that on YouTube.
It's just like people just do things for money, and that's
just just Thomas in like a Bet Online sweatsuit, like just sitting there eating Little Caesar's pizza.
You know what's disgusting, that people stoop so low for advertisements. It's crazy.
We should
And you should see and the people at Bet Online should definitely not listen to old episodes that we have on the other network and we talk about sports betting.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. But also, like, I'm thinking, like, because we have, like, you know, a bit more of a Pennsylvania audience now, I just want to put it out there. I love Pennsylvania. I love Wawa. If we could get sponsored. Yeah. And I mean, if they want to send me, you know, a few gallons of peach tea, I'm in. That's some advertising I could get behind, Thomas.
Yeah. Wawa sounds sick. I'm sadly never been.
This is Hardcore Fest. Ever heard of it?
I've never been to This Is Hardcore. I'm like,
ever been caught in a Steel Nation pit, dude? Come on. Come on.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to think of other Philly bands. Ever been stuck in a Cold World pit, bro? Come on. All right, I'm done.
Really, really try to relate to the audience. We're just pandering. So we have unexpected advertisements pandering to people of Pennsylvania. And then we already teased what we're going to talk about. But so back to topic of the actual, because I just said Matt Duchene to try to really get into the ad, actually is crazy that we should probably talk about is DeBrincat.
Like, oh,
his start with Detroit is wild.
It's crazy.
I saw it the other day because I wrote a
five goals.
I wrote a thing for another website that is not part of this network. He has 8 points. He's leading the league in scoring with 8 points, and then has 5 goals, just one less than Matthews right now, which is crazy.
Yeah,
it's an unreal start compared to what he was able to do in Ottawa, which I feel like, and we already talked about Ottawa a little bit with Tarasenko and stuff, but they really tried to, and Tarasenko was off to a pretty good start. I think 4 points in like 3 games, 4 points in 4 games. I feel like they just tried to replace him, but DeBrincat was just obviously not happy in Ottawa and just didn't want to be there and kind of force his way out. And then, and it was like killing it for his hometown club, which is kind of just cool to see objectively, but.
That's exactly it. And, you know, for me, you know, and this is not like a take that I've come up with, but like the NHL is better when the Red Wings are a good team, straight up. We all lived the era, the three of us, where like Detroit was like perennially, is that how you say it? They were always in the playoffs, always dominating, like always had these really great teams. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of people right now that are like looking at that lineup and going like, okay, like they're getting three things are certain on the Red Wings right now. One, they got their old goal horn back. This is a big deal to me. I like the old goal hand. That sentence again. I didn't have a stroke. I'm good. What I'm trying to say is that they've got their old goal horn back from the old arena. Okay. They brought that to Little Caesars. So they've got that, their mojo's back. They also have a new goal song. I don't love the new goal song. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. It's Eminem, which is kind of cool, but it's just the na 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 na. Yeah, it's a lot. But that they're going to be hearing that a lot this year with DeBrincat, right? And I think even if you just look at Detroit and their lineup, like there's a lot of guys here that people were like not terribly high on the contracts. You know, you think of JT Compher, you know, slotting in on the second wing. That was a contract that people didn't like when it happened. Same with Andrew Kopp. I think people were pretty high on like the Daniel Sprong signing after a great season in Seattle last year. You know, Kristen Fisher, Klim Kostin, some guys that, you know, on their teams played higher in the lineup because they needed to. And the back end to me is like not spectacular either, right? Like Moritz Seider's obviously leading the charge, but people hated the Ben Chiarot contract. I think a lot of people didn't really understand the Jeff Petrie or Olimata signings. And Goss Despair's played really good as well. So I'm really high on Detroit this year, guys. I don't know about, you know, the goaltending long-term. I know Husso's great, and James Reimer is famously a bigot. So I just don't know what's going to happen.
I think Husso needs to, because when's the last time he played a full season? Because he was AB'd all season last year, right?
Yeah, and then that was basically his, last season he played 56 games. Yeah, when he was trying to be a starter. And then, and then the season before that was kind of his breakout year as the other option to Binnington in St. Louis, right?
Yeah, he's never played more. Like, so 56 games is by far the most hockey games he's played in a full year. And I think he's, if he's going to be the guy and we're going to see a playoff bound Detroit, like he's going to need to, and maybe that's something, well, that's obviously something that like him and his camp have taken into consideration the offseason, but they're just going to have to build some stamina for him, right?
Yeah, guys, we talked about a lot like of teams that kind of impressed us and players that have impressed us, and especially ones that have moved to new teams. But like, what do you guys think about teams that have really started the season on a really bad foot? Like, Chris, what's like a team that you're just like looking at and be like, what are they doing right now? Like, nothing's going right.
Washington, I think, is probably the one that comes to mind. Just like overall, like a brutal start. Alex Ovechkin, you know, we want him so badly to you know, break the goal scoring record and you know, beat Gretzky, and for him to start the season and have no goals in the first three games, I guess, is a little bit confusing. But I think the stat that's probably more and more kind of crazy to believe is that he only has four shots all season.
Yeah.
So that feels a little bit weird. And, you know, when I look at their lineup, I don't know. It's hard to ever bet against somebody like Ovechkin, but I mean, he's playing on a line right now with Dylan Strome and Tom Wilson. You know, they've got two guys that are just coming back from some pretty serious injuries in Tom Wilson and Nicholas Backstrom. But I don't know. I think that they've got really all that exciting of a lineup, right? You know, you look at other guys that they've kind of put into play depth roles, and you've got like Sonny Milano, who I like. I've liked him for a long time. Matthew Phillips is exciting. You know, that's a whole other conversation from Calgary letting that happen. Like, you know, that's a guy that would look pretty good in Calgary. But the guy that I'm just thinking is just like an absolute boat anchor for this team is Anthony Mantha, which is super disappointing, because this is a guy that I was pretty high on when he played in Detroit, and the first little bit of him playing in Washington felt like it was a good match. But the guy's humongous, doesn't particularly play like it, and is playing on their fourth line right now. So John Carlson's back. I don't know, maybe he can turn it around a little bit, but this is just like not that impressive of a team. And I'll be keeping a close eye on them with Rasmus Sandin being on their team. Liked him for a long time, but it's tough. And the IR situation doesn't appear to be getting much better either, with Max Pacioretty and, you know, Joel Edmondson on the IR to start the year. So I don't know. I'm not overly optimistic here. Do you guys have any thoughts on these guys?
Yeah. Like, on paper, everything seems fine for the Canucks. Like, it's just like, you go down the lineup, even with like guys like Pacioretty out for most of the year, because they just basically signed him as like, maybe he'll be back for the playoffs if they make it there, or like late season push. But like, you go down the lines, okay, Ovechkin, Strome, Wilson, fine, top line, whatever. McMichael, hot prospect. Kuznetsov, Oshie will always be there. Sonny Milano, Backstrom, and Matthew Phillips as your third line. That's a like pretty damn good. And then just like nothing on the fourth line, like Beck, players I've never heard of, Beck, Malinston, and then I've heard of Protest like a little bit, and then Mantha on that fourth line, which is insane.
If I asked you, Thomas, right now, if you looked at the start of the season and we looked at something like time on ice, who do you think of that, you know, four lines, who do you think has played less, like the least amount of those 12 players?
Well, I'd have to say the one that I haven't heard of, obviously, because that's a natural conclusion.
You would be wrong. It's TJ Oshie.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Mantha.
No, TJ Oshie's played an average of 8 minutes and 12 seconds to start the season.
That's crazy.
compared to like Ovechkin, Dylan Strome, Tom Wilson, like the contemporaries that you'd expect him to play with.
Are you looking at the right stuff?
Yeah, I think so. TOI, time on ice, no?
I have 15:29.
Okay, well, I'm just keeping you honest, bro. I'm making sure that we're looking at the right stats. I'm looking at his
5-on-5.
I was looking at the wrong stat. Yep. But even if I'm looking at the right one, I'm seeing 13.1.
Is that like 5-on-5?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, they're not using them nearly as much as they normally do.
No.
Right?
Seems
a little bit weird.
Like, it is just like, it seems like they have the right players. They're all old, like super old, but I mean, they should still be able to get like over, like, what were their recent results? Like, let me see here. Like, they recently just lost to Ottawa 6-1.
They got pumped by Ottawa. Yeah.
Their other loss was 4-0 to Pittsburgh to open the season.
Yeah.
So like, man, that's just not the great start. And maybe it's something with coaching, because like, obviously Spencer Carberry coming there for the first time, it's something there, but man, it's just not looking good, which is kind of brutal. But yeah, I think maybe this is kind of the beginning of the end of the Caps, and Ovechkin's just going to be there really trying to push through and score goals when like he's playing with 18-year-olds or 20-year-olds or whatever.
Well, he's probably still good for 30 tucks a season, even if the team is dog shit. I don't know.
No, that's exactly
That's what I mean. I was chatting with somebody, or I forget who I was chatting with.
One of your sources in the league.
Source, yeah. But I was like, Ovechkin's like, 38 goals a season away from beating Gretzky? I was like, no brainer. I was like, that'll be like two seasons. He'll pass Gretzky, then he'll tuck his boots up in his cubby hole, and he's done for life, right? But it's, yeah, this isn't like a good promising start to that, you know.
Mm-mm. No, like even looking, like Chris mentioned his shots, like last year he did 294 in 73 games. That's, let's do some quick math, just over 4 a game. I could have done that in my head, but so just over 4 a game, and he's done 4 in 3 games so far. So he's going to average, have to average a crazy amount to even touch that. And like, he started off, like, this is also the lowest, like, speaking of time on ice, it might just be a minute or like less than a minute, but he's averaging his lowest time on ice since the 2016-17 season, which if I recall is when that was his fucked up season when that dude tried to make him play defense. Oates? Yeah. No, not Oates. Was it Adam Oates?
I don't remember.
Is it Dale Hunter?
I just remember it happening.
Okay, never mind. It was Barry Trotz was there during that time. But I'm trying out here. But yeah, like it's not. Not great.
They don't look like they've got like really any identity, right? And I think for a long time it was easy just to be like, well, the identity is Alex Ovechkin. And that's true, but he can't do it by himself. And you know, I look at like last season, and obviously John Carlson was out, and this is a guy that's like really dependent on, you know, to drive offense and is just, you know, a great player. But watching them just get absolutely pumped 6-1 was brutal. And it looked like at times they were, you know, generating pressure in like the right ways and, you know, kind of doing what they needed to do, but they couldn't keep any type of momentum in the game. Right. And, you know, you look at, and Carter touched on it already as well with Tarasenko and like Norris and like these guys in that particular game. And they were, you know, they were all over them. Right. So I don't know. And the goaltending is a little bit of a concern to me as well. Out of the gate, I don't love what I've seen, you know, from what they're icing right now. But I think that progressively as the season goes on, you just hope that Kemper can get it figured out. And I like Charlie Lindgren as a backup. That actually dovetails nicely into Montreal and how they've looked to kind of start the year. As you know, Carter, you may or may not know, but Charlie Lindgren used to play for your favorite team.
No, I did not know this.
Wow. Chris, you should do the ads. You're going to like start segue like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait to do an ad read one of these days.
You're going to be our ad read guy, Chris, for sure.
No, because then I'll have to put on the radio guy voice and I'm just not ready to take anybody's job, you know?
To do next ad read, I'm going to do like a very zany, like mid-90s radio guy voice.
Oh, can you just give us a little sample?
Wilson!
Hey guys, like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep, that's a little taste.
Yeah. So where do we go from here, boys? Where do we go from here?
No. Well, speaking of that tire fire, let's talk about Montreal now. Jesus
Christ. Oh my God, dude.
Is that a good segue? Can I not segue?
Is that... Yeah. If you were a boat, I would love to be your dock, your Kirby dock.
And if you're a boat and Tor, your starboard and your what?
Wow, that really sucked. Yeah. That really sucked. And speaking of Kirby,
yeah, you know what's crazy is Thomas Carter. I think collectively this podcast needs a whole new hook.
Yeah. Oh my. Well, actually, New Hook is doing the best out of all the Habs.
I know. That's the fucking transition, bro.
That's a great transition. So the Habs have been. But honestly, it wasn't shocking that they're off to a bad start. Like, you had KB talking from the Leafs practice facility before game one of the whole season that Montreal will not be competing for a playoff spot this year. And I think that kind of set the tone for the year, right? And his hair looked great as always, but he was, and unfortunately he wasn't wrong. Like, it's, I don't know. It's just been like, if you go down the list, like they, like obviously Kirby Doc was somebody that they really expected big things out of this year, and it sucks that he's hurt. It's so funny how, like, if you think of, obviously his hit was a little bigger than Aaron Rodgers, but like it didn't look like a lot went wrong, and like he's not done for the season. Then if you think of guys like Harvey Pinard, like he doesn't have a goal, Savard doesn't have a goal, Matheson, Anderson, Suzuki, Gouley, Slavkovsky, Pezzetta, Gallagher. Like, these are guys that all haven't hit the board yet.
Maybe the whole roster.
Yeah.
And he's like, Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki, Harvey Pinard, Pierce. It's like,
I know it's early, but these are like guys that they're supposed to like at least do something, have not even really shown up. Like, they look flat. Like, Suzuki skating over a puck in the shootout against the Leafs, like that was like brutal. And Montembeau looks, he's not a starter. Like,
no.
That game against the Wild was insane. Like, Montreal did not have any juice going.
Yeah. For me, that's going to be a Montembeau no from me, dog.
Yeah. Well, that's like, it's insane. So it's, I don't know, it's early in the season, and I expected them to not do well, and I continue to expect them to not do so hot. Like, obviously, it's exciting watching young guys play and get the chance, but it doesn't feel like the team that, well, obviously, like, you got the Cinderella walk blinders on, right? And it doesn't feel like that, but it feels so far removed from that. And I think it's just, like, no one knows who they want to play with or what direction the organization is going. Cause they're like, oh, we're throwing everything at the wall, but like, how? Like,
yeah.
It's,
oh, really?
No, you're not. Like, you have to either like tank or just be honest about your situation and be like, okay, listen, like we're in the middle of a fucking tire fire right now. And we're either going to jump ship or we're going to make the best of it, right? And it's just, yeah, I think they're like, the left hand isn't matching the right now, for what they're saying and how they're performing and what they're doing.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, sorry, moving on.
Rant. If you can tell, I'm a little heated about how Montreal's doing right now.
We need to have like a Montreal minute every episode, just like you, so you can rant and let things out.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably good for my mental health. Like, it'll be the Montreal Mental Health Minute.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Bet Online.
Sponsored by Better Help.
Exactly.
Hey, speaking of Better Help,
let's talk about your new college team. Because obviously longtime listeners of the pod will know that you guys were the head coach and assistant coach of Fleming up here. And people that are new listeners are going to have no idea what we're talking about or where we're talking about. But it doesn't matter. So, let me just start by saying,
if there's an opportunity for me to coach at University of Minnesota or like Quinnipiac, I'll leave this gig. All right. Let me just put that out there. No, I'm just joking. I'm not joking. If you're listening, yeah, set us up. What I think is, like, I have to give Carter like a ton of credit right now. And there's going to be some tears, I'm sure. But, you know, I'm so lucky that I get to do both of these things with you guys, in the sense that, like, we're able to share so much of ourselves. And, you know, we've been best friends for such a long time, the three of us. And if Thomas didn't have to live so far away, he could be a part of this too. Okay. So I'm working on a recruitment offer for you, Thomas. But, like, truly one of the greatest joys of my life has been coaching. And if you have listened to along, you know, the podcast for a number of years, you know that Carter is, you know, he was drafted by the Sudbury Wolves. I don't know if you knew that or not. But Carter is a tremendous guy, a tremendous coach, and gave me the opportunity, you know, 6 or 7 years ago to be on the bench with him when I really at the time had no business coaching. I had no idea what I was doing. I needed to learn a lot. And before we get into it, Carter, I just wanted to thank you for everything that you've done for me and kind of bring me along and show me the right way and how to be a great coach to the point now where I've got my own team and you're going to be supporting me and what that looks like. And I'm super excited about it. But I just wanted to get that out of the way. Thank you, Carter.
Thanks, buddy. I couldn't have done without you either.
Wow. That was a moment.
That way, yeah. I don't know. I don't have anything other to say than thank you.
Okay. Well, now that I got all that sappy shit out of the way, we left Fleming College after a number of years there, and you know there were some leaner years. Carter, you'll remember. Thomas, you'll remember us complaining about it. But I think that, you know, towards the end, like, you know, we'd really established a really great program there with the men's team. But the intention for Carter and I, you know, is as we've got busy lives and families and things like that, is like to get closer to home. So I can't remember if we talked about it on an earlier podcast, but, you know, we had some conversation with the local school here, Georgian College, about joining, you know, their hockey program, which I think for a long time has been seen as, you know, one of the most competitive programs in Ontario. And so, yeah, Carter, I'll let you take this next piece.
Yeah. So Chris and I very, very luckily got to hop on this season with Georgian College as we oversee not just the men's program, but starting a new journey in women's hockey as well. So Chris is going to be the head coach of the women's college hockey team here at Georgian College. And I think it's going to be such a fun year to watch not only Chris grow as a coach, but the college is just committed to such investment and has such high hopes and intention for like progress and competitiveness in their women's sports. Like it's going to be a huge season and it's something that I'm finding quickly. I don't know a lot about is women's hockey. Like I've played competitive hockey my whole life and then swapping over or like being in sports and hockey and then swapping over and then coaching hockey. And, it's so funny, like how you realize that every step of the way, it doesn't matter how much you know, you just don't know, right? And so really excited to take on this role, and I'm excited to finally support Chris and watch Chris do what he does best. And he's really like how you've become such a leader to this women's program has just been wild so far. I'm really excited to take on women's hockey with Chris and then role swap a bit. The college wants us to one of us to head coach each, so I'll be watching over the men's hockey and Chris will be my partner in crime for the men's hockey team. It's a different beast. It's city boys coming from country boys, now city boys, and so it's a little different. We're still going to continue to learn a lot of new words that we can't say here, but we'll shut them down. but I am very, like, truly excited that we get to do this at a place that's so close to home and in our community and our families. And it's just going to be such a blast. And most importantly, that we get to do it together still. Right. And so it's fun to negotiate a package deal. I've never been good enough in hockey to ever negotiate a package deal or negotiate anything. And so this was a good opportunity to get to say like, hey, it's both of us or none of us.
Yeah.
And then it has to work. And so it was, sorry for being so long winded, but, keep an eye, Georgian College and, as part of the OCAA and OCR loop, with the men's and women's programs.
It would be very funny if we suddenly get like a big Georgian College following fan base based in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Go Grizzlies.
Well, Chris and I are going to start to get some video of our games because they really want us to, like, there's really no structure or no intention or purpose with anyone who is part of the program before. And so like they want us, we found out this morning, like we have the ability to do video and like, and host events,
stats, analytics.
Wow.
So like, we've been handed the keys to the kingdom. And so maybe there's going to be some stuff that we can get online for people to follow along with and watch and be fans of. Right.
Yeah. We're really excited. And Thomas, there is a spot on the bench. You and Keeler will have to fight, but you guys will have to figure that out. Yeah. But yeah, it's fun that way. And I think, you know, the thing that we're most excited about is the players, right? Like we have such a talented women's team. Like I'm learning a tremendous amount every day and I've really appreciated kind of the openness and acceptance that I'm getting from them as I continue to learn a little bit about what can be a very different game than what I'm traditionally used to. So really grateful for the girls. We're 2-0 on our season. And as a program, men's and women's hockey, we're 3-0. So let's hope that we can kind of continue to move things forward.
When did the season start?
Women's season started about 2.5 weeks ago, and we played our first men's game yesterday. And what did we win? 7-4?
7-3, I think. Or was it 7-4? I forget. But we had seven.
Yeah. So good group. And the thing I love the most is that the women's team supports the men's team and the men's team supports the women's team. And it's just like this one big happy family, which is, you know, truly all I think we ever wanted was to be able to have that impact, you know, on the community. And, you know, I'm 10 minutes away from all the rinks that we're playing at all season, you know, unless we're playing out of town, which is very different than what was sometimes a 6-hour round trip, in the middle of the night for our old program. So, yeah, man, we're psyched. We got so much stuff going on. We got a new podcast that is now, well, what is old is new again. And you know, we've got the hockey thing, and you know, you guys will hear my pets in the podcast. They're old, but you know, I like them a little bit. It's all very positive, Thomas.
Yeah. I think hockey just brings it together, and like hockey bring us together. It's all about Bet Online. Where are the
I'm just kidding. Okay. That's the
hit on all of the lines on our parlays.
Yeah. Oh my god. I can't wait for us to like have to talk about like something that's, you know, like not good, or you know, like imagine we had the podcast when all the Babcock stuff was going on and it was like, yeah, Thomas, I'd look at your phone to see if you were betting the over or under on Bet Online.
Yeah. Have a bad bet and want to sleep it off? Casper Mattress, use the hosers code to get
not them, you know,
not Casper.
Someone just had to end their career with a concussion, but you know what gives me a concussion? When I make bad bets.
Oh god, you know what's actually kind of funny? I'm going to talk about a buddy of mine who said to me the other day as we were kind of hanging out, he was going through I don't know what I was using Bet Online for sure. That's my understanding. Yeah, that's the website he was using. And he's like, dude, I need Belfast to get this. And I think he's talking about like soccer or something. And I look over at his phone and it's like the Champions Hockey League. And I'm like, oh yeah. So the team from Czech or Belfast Giants. Okay. So that's what we're doing now. Fantastic.
I'm really hoping Kevin Westgarth gets that goal. I'm going to be over on Kevin Westgarth's shot and goals. I don't even know if he
played anymore, it.
Or what he used to, I think.
He used to. Yeah.
Yeah. Man. So we have like 2 minutes left. Do you guys have any Halloween plans? Like, we've already kind of like teased it a little bit, but how about Carter? You go first. We need to see your Halloween plans.
So actually there's a nice time. So I'm probably going to just put the boots on with the kids and go skate on Halloween, because we got ice from 5 to 8 and we don't want to go to waste. So after that, I'll probably just pass right out because I haven't played hockey in years.
I love that. Good for you, Carter. Way to set the tone on what will be a great season. Very different plans. Okay. So here's the game plan. We're going to get Dallas all dressed up. Right now, the options are skunk or shark.
Oh, nice. He loves the shark.
He loves sharks right now. But, you know, the reality is the skunk costume is hilarious. It's got a little tag around his neck that says Mr. Stinky. I melted, you know, it's perfect. And so what I was thinking of doing was taking him out for Halloween, like we normally would in my subdivision, that I grew up in. And then what I was thinking was, when we get back and we've like sorted through the candy and make sure there's no like razor blades in anything or whatever, you know, I'll put him to bed. And then I was thinking of, you know, maybe sneaking downstairs and, you know, grabbing some chocolate or, you know, some candy out of his bag. And then, you know, my wife would come down and be like, oh, like, where's all Dallas's candy? And I'd be like, I have no idea. I'd go upstairs and start to get ready for work. And, you know, then I would take all the candy wrappers from everything that I ate. And then I would like put them in his crib, so it looked like he was the one who actually ate all the candy. And so it would be a frame job. You know, I recognize that. I think it would be, you know, an Oscar winning performance from my part to, you know, convince my wife that happened. But yeah, that's the plan. You know, and not so many words.
Yeah, perfect. That's what they call a callback to basically, was it 3 years ago?
Yeah, it's episode 109.
Oh, it's 109 today.
Oh, sorry. It's episode Halloween, and we do spooky voices at the beginning. That's how you'll know.
Whatever. I don't know. Anyways, Hosers was, this has been Hosers. It's been presented by Bet Online, where you can get your stuff. And yeah, so glad to be back in the fold, and we'll talk to you next week.